A federal defense bill includes $2.4 million to study carbon capture or sequestration in Alaska, a project that could result in a coal-to-liquids plant for the Fairbanks area. President Barack Obama signed the annual federal military spending plan into law on Saturday after House members, including Representative Don Young, approved last-minute changes. The carbon dioxide study is expected to determine if energy companies can use carbon captured from a coal-to-liquids fuel plant to improve oil production on the North Slope. Many North Slope wells inject liquid or gas into the ground to force more oil to the surface. The study is aimed at finding out whether injecting carbon dioxide would improve oil production while curbing carbon emissions. The carbon research project could also determine whether enhanced oil production would address concerns about emissions from a coal-to-liquids plant. Under the Energy Independence and Security Act of 2007, federal agencies are not allowed to purchase alternative fuels that emit more greenhouse gases than conventional fuels do. The U.S. Air Force is under orders to have 50% of its fuel come from local green sources by 2016, but fuel from liquefied coal emits twice the carbon as does jet fuel, so the carbon dioxide emissions from fuel from the coal to liquids plant would have to be reduced or contained before it could be purchased by the military.